You fly.
Thanks, I am fly.
Fly, put a fly
Right.
buzz around my head. Piss off! Oh, God.
Leave your glasses on.
Leave me glasses on, can't see the fly then. Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 12th to the 15th of August, 2024. Hello, how are you? Are you all right this week? I hope you are well. Joining me, as usual, is Rihanna. Hello, Ri, how are you?
Rihanna? Where's that come
Rihanna,
from?
Rihanna. Well, I believe it came from your parents, didn't it?
I know, but am I in trouble? Why are you full naming
Always.
Me?
Rihanna, Rihanna, you behave yourself.
It's Rihanna, not Anna. Anna.
Well, it is,
Rihanna.
You know, with RP, mate, RP.
Oh,
Rihanna,
right, because you're
Rihanna,
so well-pronounced and all
that.
Yeah.
And you're Northern, yes,
don't
that's right.
Don't go there. Let's not remember, let's not forget, sorry, the night out. Right.
What night out?
Oh, well, you've already forgotten, so I'll tell
Yeah,
you later.
Clearly, I was very, very drunk. How are you this week?
All right, how are you?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm just, I
What?
know, I know that our listeners and viewers sort of see us as
Are you
friends.
going to go there?
I'm going to go there, you know, I don't mind.
Okay.
I'm not that superstitious, okay? I'm not that
Okay. We're all
superstitious, all right?
friends. We're all
We're all
friends.
friends
Okay.
here. My driving test is in 6 weeks' time, okay? It's just before I go away to Asia. So when I'm on the plane to Asia, either I'm going to be on that plane as a driver or a miserable failure, basically. 6 weeks'
I
time.
think it'll be as a driver. I don't think
Oh,
we've
well,
got
I hope
anything to
so.
worry about.
I mean, the thing is, people will be aware that I've been listening to not even you and me, but me just for a while, because this started when it was Wolford Weekly with Alex ages ago. I've been trying to drive since then. It's the hardest thing I've ever tried to do, I think, because of dyspraxia. I have dyspraxia, so hand-eye coordination and all that sort of thing, and memory and all that kind of stuff is a slightly more challenging thing for me. So learning to drive, it turns out, is really difficult. Like,
Yeah.
dyspraxia hasn't really been that massive of a factor in my life. You know, when I was a kid, oh, I can't catch a ball, never mind. Oh, I'm a little bit unorganized, never mind. Oh,
Right.
suddenly I'm learning to drive. Oh, I might die, never mind. No, you can't really say never mind to that. It doesn't work. So it's been one
Right.
of the hardest things I've ever tried to do, but I've got my test in 6 weeks' time.
You
So
will pass.
I
You will
hope
do
so.
it. Don't put any pressure on yourself, which is
No?
why Rob said to me that I was the only person who was going to tell about
Change
it,
your
and now he's
mind.
told everybody.
Told my mates. All right,
So there's
pal.
no
How are you?
pressure. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
Right? And you're going to pass with flying colours,
I hope
and we're
so.
going to be positive. And we're going to manifest, everyone who listens to this is going to manifest you passing first time.
Anybody who's into like cosmic ordering or anything like that, just
Come on,
pray for the
Freddie.
stars. Pray, yeah, come on, Freddie. Pray to the stars for me. Right. So I think a very good week of EastEnders this week. I enjoyed it lots. Some
Yes.
really, really good episodes, some really good character stuff. And we've got quite a bit to get through. We've got Cindy and George affair, which George, no, she wishes. Cindy
Well,
and
yes,
Junior affair.
George
Cindy and
Junior.
George Junior affair, which has kind of stepped it up a notch and taken some interesting twists and turns. And then, of course, we have Linda, who has well and truly hit rock bottom. And I don't know whether
Yeah.
it's going to be a simple thing to pick her up from rock bottom, I have to say. So let's get on with speaking about EastEnders this week in Albert Square After Dark. So let's start this week with discussing your favourite, Cindy, and your not favourite, Junior.
Love her, hate him.
Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, that's all it is. So their affair continues, and they just... Now, we spoke last week about the fact that some feelings might be starting to trickle in a little bit
Yes.
here. What are your thoughts after this week's
Well,
events?
after this week, yeah, you were right.
Sorry?
Okay, you
Sorry, just
called it.
say
Okay.
it for the people at the back.
I said Rob was right. He called it. Junior's getting feelings and all that. All right. I didn't think you were capable.
You didn't think he was capable of normal human
No.
emotions. No. I mean,
No.
the thing is with these two, I think it's really interesting that actually they are so similar in so many ways. It's like basically I feel like Cindy's met her match almost. Because he
Yes.
goes
Yeah.
into he goes to places with like she's always kind of, I think, kind of credited herself with being like the ultimate affair queen. I think it's secretly she
The
wakes up in
ultimate
the morning.
adulterer.
She does. I think she wakes up in the morning like Velma Kelly and just sort of looks in the mirror and just like, yeah, all right there, Miss Affair Queen. Let's go and see how many affairs we can have today. And I think she actually prides on herself and how good she is at it and how the lies can just so easily fall out of her mouth. And yet now, she's gotten into an affair with someone who will take it that little bit further. Like
Yeah.
when he was arguing with George, we'll come to all that in a minute, but like the whole sort of opening the bedroom door and go on then, go say hello to her. And she's like, what are you doing, you psychopath? It's interesting. I wonder if Cindy's going to start to lose her grip over this very, very soon.
I know what you're saying, because I don't know. I can't tell which one of them's gonna break first. I don't know. Because it's, I mean, they're literally playing with fire now, aren't they, with what's
Oh,
happened?
and they
Well,
keep throwing
yeah.
fuel on this fire. It's getting very
They love
interesting,
it though,
this.
don't they? It's the drama, Mick.
It's
I
a
love
drama,
it.
Mick.
They
I just
are.
love
They are
it.
literally that though, aren't they?
It's really, really getting interesting, this. Due to the events of the Alinda storyline, which we'll be discussing later, Gina is looking for somewhere to live. So she
Yes.
goes to Junior and says, so, bro, do you want to sort of like let me move into this nice flat you've got with like clearly more than one bedroom?
Yeah.
And I'll move in and we'll become like the best pairing of brother and sister the square has ever seen. And it'll be all and all be good. But unfortunately for Gina, Junior has arranged for Cindy to go rounds and she's kind of on her way round there. So he has to sort of kind of drastically push Gina out. And so because of that, Gina sort of reports this back to George, who basically storms around to Junior's flat whilst Cindy is there. And she's kind of in the bedroom, and George and Junior are sort of arguing in the corridor just outside the bedroom. Now, the cliffhanger halfway through this was sort of George standing there. He's noticed Cindy's shoes on the floor, well, just a woman's shoes. I thought this was going in a different direction halfway through because he said at one point, oh, I noticed there was women's clothes all over the floor. And then he made a comment about Cindy's jacket and the fact that she was hot. So I thought that she was going to like take her jacket off and there was going to be a moment of sort of recognition of the jacket or
Realization.
something. Yeah, but there wasn't that, I don't think, was there?
I thought it was the shoes, because actually, I don't know. I'm not that fashionable myself these
You
days. I
know,
don't
I
know
never know
how.
these
All
days.
right, all
These
right.
days,
Fair
all right,
enough.
Naomi at uni.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I
You
have
were
been the
Naomi.
height of being a fashion. All right, calm it down. No.
This is the woman who I've seen in so many different levels of attire. We've gone out together and you've looked absolutely gorgeous, but I've also seen her first thing in the morning with a horrific hangover in jogging bottoms and a dirty t-shirt.
For what? I never wear dirty t-shirts,
Well,
right?
no,
Let's get
but
that clear. Maybe an old
old
t-shirt.
t-shirt, sorry,
Anyway, what I was going to say was, I don't know how on trend stilettos are right now, because I'm
Oh,
pretty
okay,
sure
yeah.
that's what Cindy was wearing.
Of
So I was going to
course.
say that
They're
they might be
the
quite a
shoes of Vamps.
standout. Well, they might be quite a standout shoe for a lady to be wearing. So I thought, if she keeps wearing those, because to me, that's
Well,
what stood out, the shoes.
okay, yeah. I mean, I don't think that George would have noticed the shoes necessarily. I think to him they would have just been a black pair of stilettos. He just sort
Oh,
of looked at them
true.
and went and thought woman, and that was about the end of
And he did
of his
say, "I'm with an
analysis of
older
it.
woman, and if it is something that an older
Yes.
woman might wear."
Yes,
By the
yes.
way, so can we just do a little rewind? Do
Yep.
you think that Junior was as harsh as people were making him out to be by saying no to Gina?
Well, no, because I think that if Cindy hadn't been on her way over, he'd have gone, yeah, all right, yeah, cool. And then would have sort of tried to make arrangement with Cindy. I think it was only because Cindy was basically on her way over that he had to kind of quickly get rid of Gina.
Yeah, true.
But of
Oh,
course,
it's
by the
more
end
that
of
he
the
was trying to
week,
get her out of the flat rather than him saying no to her moving in.
And the only way he was
Right,
going to be able to
okay.
do that was kind of go, no, terrible idea. Out you go, please, get out. Go on, shoo, 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 off you go.
Right. Because I
So.
thought they were being a bit harsh, because, like, obviously, if your sibling's homeless, you would let him come and stay with you.
Of
But I
course you
was
would.
like, she's not really homeless,
No,
though.
she's got a
Like,
few options,
okay.
isn't it? She's got a few
Yeah, like,
options.
she's
And to
not,
be
I mean,
fair,
she.
she didn't even have to leave the Vic, did she?
That's what I mean. So, but they were all like, oh, she's homeless, and you've just like kicked her out. It's like, she's not homeless.
No.
Come
But it was
on.
more about this was your time to step up. This was your
Yeah.
opportunity. This was
Yeah,
her.
I
This
agree
was
that you
her
should
like
still
opening her
let
arms and
her.
allowing you
Yeah.
in a little bit. So this you should have taken advantage of the situation because she was clearly relying on you.
You could also be like, can I have a think about it so we can think about some
Yeah.
arrangements first? Like,
Yeah,
maybe that would
exactly.
have been a
Yeah, right.
better
But
way
there
of
was
handling
ways of
it. But
dealing with it, of
anyway,
course.
yeah.
But after a conversation with Lauren, which I really liked that conversation between her and Lauren, because I
Oh,
think there was
I
a few little.
didn't.
Oh, see, now I thought there was a few little. Like the similarities between Max and Junior, I think, are becoming more and more evident. I think that's
Oh,
maybe why Lauren is
okay.
sort of subconsciously sort of like becoming friends with this guy. I don't think there's ever going to be anything that happens between these two. But I think that she sort of sees elements of her dad in Junior. So she's sort of like trying to tell him not to go the way of Max before he goes the way of Max.
Well, I also think the reason Lauren's there, obviously, we need somebody for Junior to be spilling his guts out to. But I also think Lauren's going to be one of the first to discover the affair if it's not Bobby.
Yeah. Well, I think, well, this is the thing. I think Bobby is going to be the first person to discover it, and that's going to be the catalyst to Bobby trundling off somewhere. But I think you're right that Lauren may well be one of the first, because her and Cindy have got this great feud going on at the moment. And I think that Lauren may well be the person that discovers it, which then leads to the events of the big explosion that's coming up when this all comes out. And it's going to be huge, because now Gina is living at the flat as well. Because after this conversation with Lauren, Junior's sort of like, you know what? Yeah, I could do. I'd quite like the idea of Gina moving in. So they're now living together in this flat, and him and Cindy are sort of like, well, what do we do now? I guess we'll just have to go to hotels slash the
The
toilet
Vic
cubicles of the
toilets.
Vic. I mean, they may be a
I
lot
but
of things,
that's
these two,
why
but they ain't classy. They ain't
That's why
classy.
I loved it with Cindy though, and she was like, excuse me, I'm more classy than that. And then
No,
she
you're not. Get in the
kind of shrugged
cubicle.
and went,
Yeah, all
actual
right then.
point then.
Fair, let's do this. Yeah, I mean, honestly, but this is the thing, these two just love playing it dangerously, and I think that's going to be their ultimate downfall. They're going to just stop being so careful, and they're not even being that careful at the moment, but they're going to get more and more risky, more and more careless, and that's ultimately going to be how they get caught out. I don't think there's going to be any sort of amazing detective work that goes on around from anyone around them. I think it's going to literally just be them like messing up and making it easy for them to be discovered.
True. Although I do, a part of me does think that Lauren's going to figure it out without seeing them at it. Like, I think she's going to
Maybe,
notice the
yeah.
glances. Junior's told her it's with a woman who's older and all this, and she's going to be like, oh, okay, Cindy then.
Yeah,
Maybe after Bobby's left and
I agree, because her and Cindy aren't the best of friends, to say the least. And I think that any opportunity she has to sort of trip Cindy up, she will take. So it's, yeah, I completely agree. I think Lauren is going to start kind of piecing these quite easy to put together pieces together before too much longer has passed, because her and Junior are getting a bit closer. I think Junior has sort of, because obviously he's now working with Peter, so Lauren is going to be kind of orbiting around Junior's life quite a bit over the next few months. So it's not gonna he, and this is, I think, what Cindy's main issue is. It's like, do you not know how to have affairs, for goodness sake? Like, why would you put all of these people that are quite important to our lives in such close proximity to you, so that we can be found out? And it's sort of like, why is he doing this? And I thought the conversation between him and Lauren was interesting, where he kind of hinted about there being more to discover about him in his conversation, I thought. So what do you think that might be?
It just sounds to me like maybe he's got abandonment issues, and that's why he doesn't let
Massively,
anyone
yeah.
get so close. That's kind of what he was saying, weren't it? But it were interesting how he said, oh, I don't want anyone to live with me and see the real me. So did his
So, what
wife
is the
not
real
see the
him?
real
Yeah,
him?
what is the real him?
Because he had a wife and a child.
Yeah,
So what, he was
and
going out having affairs because what, he was trying to self-destruct? Do you know what I
yeah,
mean?
or self-preserve himself, maybe, in terms of like spreading himself as thinly as he could across quite a few relationships, so that he, I don't know, I think Gene is a very interesting character. I know that he's not the most likable of people, but I do think he's quite interesting. I think there's a darkness to him that we're yet to really kind of scratch away at.
I don't mind him as much now, but before what was winding me up was how he was like almost a pervert. Like every woman he come in contact with, he was like checking him out. That's what I didn't like. Now he's stopped doing that. Now he's got Cindy. Obviously, they were doing that to show us that he were a
That what
ladies'
kind of
man and all
person he
that
is.
jazz.
Yeah.
But now that's calmed down. I don't, dislike him as much. I'm not saying I like him. But this is
Oh.
great, this affair, though. Come on,
Oh,
that.
it's really gripping.
Brilliant.
I'm
I
really,
love
really,
it.
I really like this. It's the drama, Mick. I just love it.
It
It's really interesting, because just, and I think it's really nicely, I think it's really nice character work putting someone like Junior with Cindy. Like we
is.
say, like we've always said about Cindy, the ultimate affair person. Putting her with, if I mean, this is the equivalent of putting her with someone like Max, do you know what I mean? But I feel like Junior is even darker than Max. I feel like the fact that he's doing this with Cindy says a lot about what he thinks of George. And so when this eventually does come out, I think it's going to be absolutely gripping. I really do. I can't wait for this explosion to happen. It's going to be really fun.
Can you imagine though, what was he going to do if George had gone in the room? And also, sorry, but did George have any right to go in saying some of the stuff he was saying to Junior anyway? I thought, all
Well,
right, calm down. Also, he has got a company, so maybe do this another time. Like,
I
whoever
mean,
that woman is, put her ear in room who sat there like, oh.
I
Not that
thought,
you
I
shouldn't be,
wonder,
but
I wonder if Junior would have gone quite in as heavily at him if he if it wasn't Cindy on the other side of the door. I feel like because Cindy knows basically the situation, if it was some random woman that didn't know George, didn't know his life, didn't know everything that had gone on with his dad, I feel like he would have been like, look, I've got, can we talk about this later? I've got company, please. This isn't the time right now. Okay, I will come over to the Vic later and you can bollock me then, but I'm busy at the moment. But I feel like because Cindy was there, he was pushing both of their buttons at the same time. Like that moment where he opened the door and was like, go on then, go say hello to her. Go on, off you go. I don't think he thought that George would. And Cindy standing there hilariously, like a rabbit in headlights, just sort of standing in the doorway, like, I loved that. I just think he's really, really interesting. I think there's a real kind of psychological mess there somewhere. Like something has like this, clearly the George thing has really, really damaged him in ways that we haven't quite begun to explore yet.
And we don't know much about his mum other than he saw her recently and then they fell out. So maybe
Dolores, I
there's
think she's
something
called.
more.
Yeah, I feel like she's going to turn up at some point. And we have some news at the end of the week that was announced, which we'll discuss at the end of the week to do with this storyline. So we'll talk about that later. So I think there's a lot more to come with this, and I'm looking forward to it. I really, really am, because this is good stuff. The other side of this, obviously, Ian is currently still away with
Yes, that's what I was.
seeing Ben. So.
So how's that going to happen? How's Cindy going to get away with it when Ian's back?
I mean,
Because they work together as well. At the minute, she can kind of be like, "Oh, I'm at a work meeting to people." Ian
yeah,
will surely know that
Ian
she's
will
at a work
know. Yeah, but
meetings.
the thing is, I think that Ian, oh, I don't know, Ian's just so easy to manipulate,
He'll just
isn't he?
let her,
He just let her do it.
probably.
It's he's pathetic. And it's he really is.
Sorry.
So yeah, when Ian comes back, I think it's going to be more of the same in terms of how Cindy operates with it. I think there's only so many times that she could say, I've got a meeting with the suppliers. Because like in the amount of supplier meetings that Cindy has had of late, their store cupboard should be absolutely rammed, and
And
yet,
also, like, you just have them in pie and mash shop,
yeah.
surely.
And
Where's she
also,
going to have them, supposedly?
Ian has to return to discover that Bobby is now the manager of the pie and mash shop.
Yeah. And why has Cindy done that? Although
Exactly.
she claimed to Peter, oh, it's to make amends and all that jazz. Also, Kathy will
Which
be back.
I think Ian will buy that, by the way. I think Ian will be
Yeah,
like,
probably.
well, I think he'll like to think that
Because
Cindy would
he'll
want to
want
do
to buy
that.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah, he'll
yeah,
want to buy
yeah,
it, so he will. What
yeah. So
about Kathy,
desperate to see
though?
that good
Because
side.
when Kathy's back, surely she'll be like, all right,
Oh,
Cindy.
Kathy finds Cindy as easy to read as a coloring book. So,
Exactly.
yeah, I'm looking forward to Kathy coming back and Kathy's role within this storyline. I don't think Kathy will have a huge role to play in like the discovering of it all. It was just be looking forward to the moment Kathy finds out and sort of gives Cindy some more shit, basically.
Once a tart, always a tart,
Gives
something
her
like
another
that.
slap number three. I think we're on with it would be on by then with Kathy and Cindy. So yeah, it's good. I can't wait for this reveal. It's going to be huge, I think. There's going to be a lot of because there's so many different facets to it. It's the fact that he's now living with Gina. And he's having an affair with her
Half
mum,
sister's mum.
with his half sister's mum, both of them. His dad's ex
Only on
is
EastEnders,
only on
come on.
EastEnders,
Does
and
this
it's
happen in
so
real life?
messy.
I hope not.
I mean, they used to do this sort of thing all the
Probably.
time on Jeremy Kyle, so it does happen. It does happen.
I mean, she's technically been his stepmom,
It's great. I love it. I
hasn't she?
absolutely
I'm here
love
for it
it.
as well.
I love
Horrible,
it.
but great.
It's so soapy. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Right, talking of soapy nonsense, let's now move on to Reese and Sonia. So on to Reese and Sonia now. The ring drama continues, big star. And Reese, by the end of the week, is absolutely screwed, isn't he? And this is what is making me think that he's going to have another victim before too much t more time has passed.
Phil, it's going to be Phil.
You
It's going to
reckon
be
he's
Phil,
going to kill?
Phil.
Imagine Reese. Imagine Reese of all people being the end of Phil.
You never know.
You never know. I think it's more likely to be Brenda who returned
Yeah, we
this
know
week,
def 100% he's going to kill Brenda. Like I
which
said,
would be
at
a
his and
great
Sonia's
shame because
wedding,
she's
on their wedding
hilarious.
day. She's
I
brilliant.
love Brenda.
She's
She is
got.
so funny.
But, okay, talking of Brenda. Is
Yes.
she telling the truth about Debbie and
Well, I think
saying
she
that?
is, yeah.
Yeah, so do
So the
I.
stuff we don't know about their relationship, Reese has always made it out to be this absolutely perfect relationship. But then you've got to sort of also bear in mind that it can't have been that perfect because how did he end up so quickly with Sonia?
And I don't know, there's some, everyone online was for a while questioning, did he have something to do with the
Yeah.
stroke that she had in the bath?
Which I don't
Did
think is it.
he?
How can you force a stroke on somebody? Is that even a
No,
thing?
but you could cause an injury that might cause a stroke,
Like force feed a
potentially.
cholesterol or something. I don't think it works like that, really, does
No,
it?
I thought, like, could you not get it from a brain injury or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I
Or
don't.
could
I
he have
don't.
tried to drown her and then she's had a stroke in the bath or something? I don't know. You know, lack of oxygen. I'm by no means a scientist or medical expert. I know that that's hard to believe, but could that cause it? I don't know, though.
I don't know.
There's something else going on that Brenda seems to know about that
Brenda
Hugh
definitely,
doesn't seem to know about as well.
there's definitely a facet to Debbie and Reese's relationship that we're yet to discover, because according to Brenda, their relationship was not all sunshine and flowers.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
and it sounded like Debbie actually was kind of quite ready for their relationship to end by the time she actually had this stroke. So,
And Brenda, I know that obviously at the minute he's taking the money and done all that, but was he already doing that before as well? Because obviously we get the impression that Brenda and Hugh are quite well off and they've made sure that Debbie's been provided for.
Yeah, but then I also wonder how much contribution did they make towards their relationship? Was it the fact that Reese actually wasn't as doing as well with his job as he's led us to
This
believe? And
it,
actually
does
they
it?
were help like Brenda and Hugh were
Yeah.
having to help them out quite a lot, maybe. I don't know. Like Debbie was forced to kind of constantly keep asking for handouts, maybe. I'm not sure.
A part of me wonders if he's targeted Sonia deliberately, knowing that she were getting the house from Dot or something, because it's going to be worth quite a bit in London. I don't know.
I'm not
Or is it
sure.
genuine? What
Oh,
it felt genuine.
I think
I
he.
don't feel like I know Reese at all anymore,
No,
Rob. We
he's.
loved him, and now
We
look at
did.
him.
He's a kaleidoscopic character in that
I
regard. You
don't
can't
know the
quite
guy. I
focus on
just
any
don't
aspect of
know
his.
him.
I know. So the ring drama basically plays
Yeah.
out that Sonia takes one look at the ring on Eve's finger, on Suki's finger, and instantly recognizes it and says, and basically gives her reasoning later to, well, a woman knows. A woman knows. I don't know if I was convinced about that. Would you recognize?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. I mean, I'm a man. I wouldn't know
You
these things,
do
would I?
at the very least go, that looks incredibly similar, and then go, but hang on, Reese has told me that he's got stolen. Oh, you bought that from a pawn shop. It's probably the same ring.
You'd have
Yeah,
put
she would
the
know.
pieces together, would you? Okay,
Yeah,
fair. I mean, it's not an
definitely.
undistinctive ring, is it? Yeah, it has got
No.
quite a unique sort of design. So I kind of think I guess she would have been like, that looks ever so slightly familiar.
Yeah.
So when she discovers that, she basically storms over to Reese and is like, do you want to explain that one then, Sunshine? So he's left again saying, oh, okay, yeah, well, I did lie about that. And Sonia once again is kind of like, well, stop that.
This is what I mean. How many red
Yeah.
flags do you need, Sonia? Can you just stop taking like every lie and being like, okay, well, you've justified it. Well, he keeps lying to you. Is that okay, really?
I know. So she basically storms Reese over to Suki and Eve and explain the situation. And Suki at first is sort of like, well, no, that's it. And I think Suki at the start was preparing herself for a good old battle. She was quite looking forward to it. She had that look in her eye that suggested, oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, yeah. And she had all the manipulation games lined up. And then as soon as Sonya said that was on the woman of a de that was on the finger of a dead woman, she literally pulled the ring off and chucked it at them.
I mean, fair, fully
Yeah.
fair.
Yeah. But now he now owes Eve the money that she paid for the ring.
Two
And then
grand she gave
something
him, I
like that,
think.
yeah, her life savings effectively. So she's going to want that as soon as he can get it. Then to make matters worse, Phil overhears Suki and Eve discussing the ring situation in the Vic and begins to realize that Reese is lying to him. So arranges to meet Reese in the boxing den and goes all Mitchell on his ass and threatens to give him some sort of Mitchell type punishment, probably with a baseball bat,
I was just
if.
going to say, I think he should have taken the baseball
Probably should
bat
have
with him,
taken the baseball
actually.
bat. But I feel like with someone like Reese, Phil can just kind of go out of uniform, basically, can't he? And be scary enough and to
Yeah,
kind of
well,
put
you
his
don't
message
know what
across.
Reese is capable of, Phil Mitchell, do you? You might have met your match there.
You
You
reckon?
never know.
You
You never
reckon?
know.
He's gonna go. Phil's bat
Why is
versus
Phil
Reese's
making.
pillow.
But why are they, why have they made them two enemies though? Is there a reason for it? Is something going to go on
You
between them
overread
further
these
down the
things so
line?
much.
Why am I overreading it?
You don't. Reese is not going to be the downfall of Phil Mitchell, Reed. That's
Yeah,
not
I'm
going to
not saying he
happen.
actually is, but I do think that there's a re like why is Phil involved with Reese? I don't know, I feel like, or maybe it's just this whole Phil being lonely thing and
It's
we're trying to
just.
see him on the outside of his house is normal Phil. Then he goes home and he's, you know, lonely Phil.
I think it's just because Phil is the intimidating character of the square, and
Yeah.
it's
Oh,
interesting to
okay.
sort of
So it's
see.
like, oh, okay.
It's sort of see interesting to see like basically a little worm like Reese, like try and work his way out of big henchman Phil and sort of seeing the situation, how that situation is going to develop. I think it's because I don't think that Phil is in any way intimidated by Reese. I think he could eat someone like Reese for breakfast.
Yeah,
So
I don't know because I don't feel like we know the real Reese anymore.
there's not that much hidden that Reese is going to be able to take down Phil. That isn't going to happen. No
No, I'm
way.
not saying that. I'm not saying that he actually will, but you know, we saw that nasty side of Reese with Bianca. You
Yeah.
never know. One day he might. Yeah, but do you not feel like you were lying in all this cowering thing and Phil saw straight through it?
No.
Maybe one day Reese will turn around and be like, "Actually, Phil,
No.
guess what, pal?
No, I
Guess
don't.
what? I've got a gun in the boot of my car, all right." No, you don't think.
No, I don't think that. No. I live to be surprised. If that happens, Ree, if that happens, I will do the podcast completely and
Never
utterly
know.
top. I will do an
I don't
entire
know him.
podcast topless if that happens. Okay? That will
Okay, all
happen.
right. I don't.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see that, then
Writers, make
we'll make it happen.
that happen.
But
But,
on a serious note, sorry.
yes, go on.
Why does Sharon just not give a shit about how much money she's lost? Like Phil
Oh,
told her, "Oh, by the
yeah,
way,
Phil cares
Reese,
more, doesn't she?
that was absolute bullshit, that investment, by the way, Sharon." But she's like, "Oh, anyway, by the way,
About
Bernie might
Bernie.
know. Like,
Yeah, Sharon's
you
not
don't
that
care.
fast.
Like,
Sharon's
how
really
bigoted
not that
is
fast. I
Sharon? She's like,
know.
I'll give Bernie a couple of grand rent because
Not
you
that
know
fussed.
her.
She's not that
Don't
fussed.
care about Reese having that
Phil is more
money."
bothered. Phil is more bothered by this
Yeah.
than Sharon is, 100%. But I think basically the way this has all been constructed is basically to put Reese under as much pressure as possible. Now I
Yeah.
agree that the interesting outcome of this is to see what happens when Reese's back is completely and utterly against the wall. How is he going to react to that? But this is him under the ultimate pressure. Not only has he got Eve after him for this money, he's also now got Phil that wants thousands of pounds off him by Monday. Otherwise, he's going to get batted. He's also now got Brenda and Hugh, who walked in just as he was re-proposing to Sonia in front of everybody with the ring on it on her finger. Brenda instantly recognizes the ring and is now saying that I'm going to take you both to court, and if you think you're getting a penny of life insurance out of Debbie's death, you're very much mistaken. So
I
Reese
mean, I
wants.
don't think Brenda can do that legally, if I'm honest. If he's
I don't
married to her, I
know.
think it says. No, I think it
Maybe. But it
says if
depends.
they're
Yeah, but
married.
wasn't the but didn't she say that she'd got like that she'd contributed quite a lot to this? So a lot of it might be her money.
Yeah, but with insurance, I don't know. I think with insurance, it's literally who you're married to, though, like
Maybe.
legally.
But she's not going to
But I
let
don't
that
know.
lie
She
at
must.
that,
Yeah,
is she?
no.
So the idea now is that Reese has said, "Well, let's go and see Whitney because that's a much less stressful situation going to see Whitney. Whitney never causes a
Well,
stress."
it must be bad if that's your least stressful
If
option,
Whitney is the
right?
least stressful option, let's go and see Whitney. But Sonia, kind of spurned on by the gossip around the square, is kind of like, do you know what? I'm staying here. We're going to be resolute. We're going to stand up to all this gossip and vicious rumours. You're a good person, and we're going to show the square that." And Reese is kind of like, great, fantastic. So go on then. Give me your theories. What do you think Reese's next move is going to be?
I've already said, no, I'm joking. I'd
Kill Phil. That's Reese's
kill
next move.
Phil
He's going to kill
with a
Phil.
gun.
Yeah.
Reese's next move is going to be Brenda. Brenda's
Yeah, I
going to
think so.
end up
I
dead.
think so.
But then if he kills Brenda, he's got to try and kill somebody else. And is it going to be some character completely out of the blue? He's made an enemy of Eve now
Yeah.
and Phil as well. I'm sorry, he has made. So if he's
Yeah,
making
yeah,
all
yeah.
these little enemies and stuff around the square. I don't know. It all smells a bit to me like there's going to be another whodunit. Maybe it's Reese that somebody's going to kill. I don't know.
Imagine, yeah, no, it's not. That's not out of the realms of possibility.
And it's going to
Yeah,
be who
because
killed Reese. I mean, I don't think Eve would be up there though, like for 2 grand.
well,
She wouldn't kill anybody.
she'll be up there as an official suspect, but
Yeah,
it
she's got
wouldn't be Eve that done
motive,
it.
but
A soap motive anyway.
yeah.
Like how Midsummer Murders has suspects because they
Yeah.
didn't like my jam sandwiches at the Village
Yeah.
Stage. Yeah, that
She'll
officially makes you a
change your
suspect.
20p, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I do think now that we're heading towards Reese maybe being one of the big components of the 40th.
Yeah, definitely.
And
It does feel like that, but how is
Sonia
it?
maybe being the main character of the 40th, possibly.
Maybe it's going to be a is he going to kill Sonya moment and then
Yeah.
it ends up being
And
that
then it ends
Reese
up that way. Yeah.
dies or something.
I'm dis I don't
But we don't know that that's what's going to happen, to be fair, Robin. So
No,
you can't be
but
disappointed in our
it's something that hasn't happened.
speculation.
I'm so disappointed in your speculation, Rick. Do better. No, I know, but I just kind of
I
it just
know.
I don't want a soap serial killer plot. I can't be arsed with one. I don't like them. They
But
never
it is,
entertain me that
Rob, we've
badly.
got to
But
accept it.
I
It
know
is,
it's
that
here,
is what
isn't
it
it? It
is,
is
isn't
what it
it?
is.
It is.
It
It
is what it
totally is.
is. Okay.
Bianca, though, as well. I do think something's going to happen
Yes.
with Bianca. We know,
She's gonna get tied
spoiler,
up.
Nina, she's coming back. It's been announced. She's
Yeah.
going to get tied up in a shed in the back of the taco van. No, the
Maybe.
Deera, the Deera. She'd be able
The
to find
Wadira.
that button, you know, like when Whitney went into labor, and then she'd be able to tell everyone she's there, wouldn't
To be
she?
fair, they would hear Bianca on Walford Common. They'd hear Bianca
Yeah, true.
in
Wouldn't
Malibu,
need that.
you know? So, Malibu? Malibu.
Malibu, what are you on about?
Malibu. Is that a place? It is a place, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it's
Malibu. Yeah.
Malibu.
Yeah.
I
They'd hear
think Patsy
Bianca in
Palmer lives
Malibu.
quite close to Malibu, actually, in real
That's
life.
what I was trying to think. Yes, that's where my
Yeah.
brain was. Yes, there we are. So yeah, there we are. Let us know in the comment section where you think this re-storyline is going. Do you think he's got another victim in him, and is it going to be Brenda? Is it? Can I just say I don't know if Hugh would be that bothered. It seems to me that Hugh was a
No.
very hen seems to me that Hugh was a very henpecked husband.
Is Hugh playing a game? Is
The
does
fact that
is
I'm.
Hugh does Hugh actually know? Does he actually agree? And he's just being like, good cop, bad cop.
You
You never
trust
know.
nobody, do you? You trust absolutely nobody. The Six storyline has absolutely screwed all your trust in any character whatsoever, hasn't it?
No, but maybe he's more smart than we let on, and maybe actually he's just taking it all in and being a quiet observer. You never know. I don't think he is, but
But why is you don't think he is? Oh,
what?
okay.
He
Okay, nothing.
might.
He might. I mean, I was just struck by the fact
I'm
that he
riffing,
saw
Rob. I'm
riffing,
riffing.
sorry.
Okay.
Bam, 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 bam. I was just kind of struck by the fact that he sort of actually apologized to Reese as they
I know, he said
left.
sorry.
Sorry about that. Sorry
Apologising
about
for Brenda's behaviour.
sorry, yeah, sorry about my wife. If you want to knock her off, I don't mind. Okay, that's absolutely fine. So I
If you
don't know.
have life insurance, then they're
You
all
can.
sorted.
Hugh would
There we
probably
go.
gladly pay it off. Gladly.
Yeah.
There we are. Right. So final storyline of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Let's now talk about Linda and Johnny and evil Bernie. So on to the biggest storyline of the week, and this was Linda and Johnny and Gina and Callum and Bernie. Much to discuss here. So last week, previously on EastEnders, we discovered that Bernie was the one that was sending these poison pen letters. And we kind of theorized that maybe Bernie wasn't going to be very good at this in the long run, didn't we? Like, we sort of wondered,
I don't know. I
okay.
thought she might be okay, but yeah,
Well,
it was a
what's your opinion on how she did
concern.
and how she did?
She's doing marvelously at
Do you
it
reckon?
because, well, yeah, because one thing I'm confused by is she's obviously then gone and got Linda drunk and done all that, and no one's gone, oh, it's obviously Bernie who's been writing the letters then. No one's like even put that together yet.
No, that's
How?
true. But I think, I mean, obviously, Dean is manipulating the situation big time. And basically, he persuades Bernie to up the
Yes.
ante a little bit. So she now starts sending text messages. I mean, impressively, she manages to sort of, you know, shadow her number so it's not obvious that it's her. Although, the
141 when you
yeah,
make a call,
I
Rob,
did
that's all you
wonder,
need to do.
is that still a thing? 1471? Is that a thing?
No, 141.
I thought it was
Private your
1471.
number.
Oh, is
14712
it?
who called me on a landline.
Oh, you've done this before, haven't you?
No.
So she starts sending text messages to Linda, and this basically completely and utterly pushes Linda over the edge. She's like, I can't do this. Because they're supposed to be going to this sort of rehearsal for the testimony that she's going to give in court.
Yes.
And she's like, no, I can't do this. This is ridiculous. I'm gonna withdraw my statement. Dean knows everything. I'm gonna withdraw the statement, and everything's just gonna stop, and then everything will be fine. Okay, let's just end this now. And Johnny's like, are you mad, woman? Come on, let's. So the madness of this, of Johnny's move, of Johnny's actions this week. Okay, so when he first gave her a drink, I was sort of confused about what he was actually doing.
Same.
I was like, why is he getting her drunk? This seems like a terrible idea. His reasoning for it seemed to be that I'm just going to give her a bit of Dutch courage. Because she was like, I need a drink, I need a drink, I need a drink. And he was kind of battling with her to not have a drink. But then I kind of think the thought went through his head, right, well, at least if she has a drink, it might calm her down a little bit and she might be capable of giving the statement and doing this rehearsal thing. Was that his first thought?
I think it was that, and also the fact that she wanted a drink so badly she couldn't focus on
Yeah.
the fact
Yeah,
that
because
she
cold
needed to do
turkey
the
doesn't
interview.
work. Yeah.
So it was like, well, give her a drink. That's one less thing for her to
Yeah,
worry
he
about than
needed
she
her
can focus
focused.
on.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. But then
But
when
then
he
to take
kept
the
playing her with
flask.
it, Right.
Why did he
So
take
then
the
I thought,
flask?
a part of me wondered, did he want her to appear deliberately drunk so that they would kick her off the case
That's what
and
I
then she
thought.
wouldn't have to go to court?
Yeah,
But then
that's what I
later
thought
in
he
the
was
week,
doing.
it was like, no, that is not what he
No,
was trying to do.
that
He
wasn't
just
what he was
messed up,
doing.
didn't he?
Yeah, big time. That's exactly what I thought. I thought he's actually trying to, because there was a moment where we saw him like sort of really thinking and like looking horrified by the idea of what he was thinking about. So I kind of thought that ultimately his plan was for Linda just to be hammered and for them to go, well, you're clearly an unreliable witness. We'll take you out of the equation. But that wasn't his intention, it turned out. So why he decided to take the flask with him, I could kind of get my head around the idea, all right, just give her one drink, then she's a little bit calmer, then she can focus, then she can go and do the thing, and then you can come back and deal with her then. That's fine. It's not a brilliant way of dealing with it, but I understand your motives. But to take the flask and for then her to just snatch it out of his hand, down the whole thing, and then be absolutely hammered to the point where she starts insulting the
Oh, she
prosecution.
were absolutely brilliant, though. Come on,
I
she were
loved Linda.
hilarious.
She's Nikki
So do
Graham.
I.
She is Nikki
Yeah,
Graham when
she.
she's
Oh,
drunk.
she
It's so
is.
she really is.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
so funny. I
Did
love
she
Linda
not get
drunk.
the memo about what's in the cup?
I love her. She's
Yeah, she's
brilliant.
brilliant.
So yeah, the tribunal prosecution person is sort of like, well, get out. You're pissed, and this is a complete waste of my time. Go on, off you go. And so Johnny sort of left with like very few options other than to say to Gina, right, just keep an eye on her. I'm going to go and fix this mess that I have created. I'm just going to go and fix this. So he goes and persuades the prosecution to just give her another chance. She's had a rough time. All right. Yes, she's kind of struggling with a few things, but she knows what she saw. And please just give her one last chance to do
And we'll
this.
get
So
her into rehab.
go into
So by
rehab.
the
Everything will
time,
be
you know,
fine. Yeah.
by the time the trial's happening, she'll have been in
Yeah.
rehab. She'll be
Yeah.
clean. It'll all be good. Yep.
Flying by the seat of his pants, basically. Meanwhile, Bernie has sort of overheard what's kind of been going on and realizes that if she wants to get, because Bernie thinks Sharon killed Keanu, that's
Yes.
where Sharon
Yeah.
was, and she
And
reckons that,
Linda's covering.
yeah, that's, which isn't an unreasonable assumption in all
No, it's
fairness, is
not
it?
at all.
I think if I was in Bernie's situation, this is probably what I think would have been going on. I can kind of see her logic. Because Dean, once D Linda has apparently been taken off the case, Dean can washes his hands of Bernie completely and goes, right, your problem now. Cheers for your
I'm
help. Bye.
sorted. Yep.
Yeah,
That's that
so.
little mission complete. Nice one,
Yeah,
Bernie.
exactly. So I feel like Bernie has now made the net. Bernie is now an enemy of Dean. So I think
Or
he's
Dean is
stabbed.
an enemy of Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to regret doing that further down the line, I suspect. But Bernie, in an absolute Janine way of doing things, goes into the kitchen with a massive bottle of vodka and not even subtly, it's just kind of constantly filling up this glass. The second it's empty, she instantly refills it. Oh, your glass is empty. Fill that up again. Oh, it's empty again. Off it, refill it, and just gets Linda absolutely battered. Johnny then walks in, having saved the situation with the prosecution, and is understandably furious. But who he's furious with was just ridiculous.
Also, yeah, you started this
Not
as well,
Gina's
Johnny.
problem.
Like, pot kettle, honestly. Yeah.
So he and Linda have an absolutely massive row, and some horrible things are said. Linda is borderline homophobic. Arguably not even that borderline. Go on, back to your boys. Off your flounce.
Flounce, that's it. I was like, I thought she said prance, yeah, off your
Off
flounce.
your flounce, you big gay. Basically what she was saying. And Johnny then turns around to Linda and says that he wishes that she had died instead of Mick.
Instead of
And you're
Mick.
like, oh.
But also, like, kind of like, not fair, but like, can see why
Well,
Johnny's like at the end of his
yeah,
tether now
I
with all
understood. I
this.
actually, I've not been the biggest fan of the way Johnny's been written since he's come back. Although I will say, I thought Charlie Suff did very well this week. I thought this was Charlie Suff's best week since he's come into the role. I thought Charlie Suff was very, very good this week. But I understood where he was coming from. I understood why he said what he said. Because actually, if you think about it, his memory of Mick is the supportive father who he sobbed on the sofa to when he came out. And he's got nothing but happy memories of Mick. Whereas Linda has given him a lot more aggro over the years. So he's doing all he can. It might be flawed, but he's doing everything he can to try and keep Linda kind of sane and try and save the situation that she has found herself in. He's basically trying to stop her from going to prison, is his ultimate aim. And so for him to actually reach the point where he says that to Linda, you kind of realize where Johnny is at. And I kind of got where he was coming from in terms of how angry he was. But this does not end well. He storms off, feels a bit guilty later on, and then comes back upstairs to find Linda choking on her own vomit. Not
Yeah.
nice. Not nice.
No.
But I think kind of quite a brave place to put Linda at that moment. I thought that was really effective. Duff, duff.
If, did you at first think that she'd like taken something or
Yeah,
done something?
I had no idea what was up with her at first. It's like,
No,
why is
I
she wheezing?
didn't.
What? Why
Yeah,
does
that's.
drinking too much make it difficult to breathe? What's going on? And then I sort of kind of clicked
Yeah.
what was actually going on. I mean, yeah, it's perfectly possible if you drink as much as Linda does, that's what might happen.
Well, remember Billy when it happened to him? Bless
Yeah.
him.
That's exactly what happened
Yeah.
to Billy. Exactly. So ambulance rang, and they're at the hospital, and Gina is basically has Johnny lashing out at her. And saying, move out, move out, get out, this is all your fault. Now, I don't know what universe Johnny thought that he had any right to be chucking anybody out of the Vic. Sorry, since when was it your name above the door? You're gonna chuck
Do
out.
you know what's annoyed me with all that though, and all of this, to be honest? Elaine just standing there as a like bystander, like, that's your daughter in there.
I
This is
know.
your
I
family. And you're
know.
just thinking about, yeah, but how many drinks on the house can I give when I get back? Ah, well, put some makeup on. Ah, you'll be
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Elaine.
Johnny
I'm
gave it
sorry,
to
but
her.
she isn't being a great mum.
No, she's not. I
Like,
don't think anyone's denying that.
Like I've said before, though, I do kind of get it as well, where it's like, don't want to put pressure on. At least she's under the same roof and they can keep an eye on her. Well, you're not keeping a very good eye on her, let's be
Look,
real.
let's
So.
talk. I mean, the situation with Linda and this alcoholism living in this place, right? They are making zero effort in terms of trying to keep alcohol away from her. She can walk into literally any room in that pub and find a bottle of something. There is brandy, there is vodka, there is whiskey. I know that they live in a pub, right? So keeping Linda away from alcohol is a pretty much impossible task on its own. You know, she can walk into the barrel store whenever she wants and just pull out a bottle of something. There's massive bottles of everything where the crisps are. She can go in the bar and just pour whatever she wants. So it's not like they can keep her away from the booze. But they can at least try and make the effort of not putting it upstairs where they're constantly leaving Linda on her own, for God's sake.
They could
Like.
just keep a closer eye, which I think obviously is why Johnny was saying he was so annoyed. But the other side to it as well, like, how is little Annie got to have four teeth out? I can't believe that no one else there has been cleaning her teeth for her before
I
she
know.
goes to bed. And it sounds like they're all neglecting the kids
Yeah.
then, in a way. We've been getting this impression. They all take them to school, they all do the share. But really, I think Elaine should be stepping up. I know she doesn't know the full situation. Maybe
I know, I
Johnny's been
know.
trying to keep her at arm's length because he's scared of
I
Linda
think so, but I
blabbing,
just,
but.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, as much as I love Elaine, and I do genuinely love Elaine, I'm not going to pretend for a second that she's been a good mum to Linda
Best Mum of the
whatsoever.
Year award is not
Not
going
at
to her.
all. And Johnny gives it to her with both barrels this week as well. And again, you're sort of like, Johnny can be unlikable at the moment, but at the same time, you're sort of like, yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Fair play. The thing is, though, that I've made a few comparisons to Johnny and Ben recently, like how this Johnny has sort of been brought in as like a replacement for Ben, being quite an angst-filled, angry type character who can be quite unlikable at times.
With
But
an
I felt
alcoholic
with an
parent.
alcoholic parent, exactly, and having designs on Callum, which we'll talk about in a moment. But I actually thought that there was quite a distinctive difference made between Johnny and Ben this week, because at the end of the week, Johnny actually apologized and said, do you know what? I was out of order. I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I was really pleased that he did that, because it's sort of like he's almost apologizing to us as well. You
Yeah.
know, it's sort of like, do you know
Because
what,
he were
Johnny?
out of
Actually,
order with
he was out of
Gina.
order, completely out of order. But at the same time, you sort of, and a lot of what happened this week was kind of his fault as well, because he had this insane idea to take Linda pissed to the tribunal rehearsal. Am I tribunal? Is that the right word I'm looking for?
I
Prosecution
don't
rehearsal
know.
thingy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the statement thing. So a lot of it was his own fault, and he kind of admitted that by the end of the week. But you're totally right. Like, they don't give Linda anywhere near as much care. At the end of the week, she's upstairs having nearly killed herself on booze. They're all getting pissed downstairs.
That's so true. I
What?
didn't even think about that.
The last line of the week is like, another bottle.
Celebrating
Yeah, let's get
Gina's
freaking
moving out.
mental. Let's get freaking mental. La, 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 la. Hey, they're
Lads,
getting pissed.
Yeah, that's
They're
true.
getting
That is
absolutely
so
battered down.
true.
All of them. There isn't one person keeping an eye on Linda upstairs, where all this booze is left everywhere. They're just getting pissed on champagne downstairs. What is
Was
going on
Johnny
with this
there,
family?
though?
Yeah.
Is Johnny there?
Yeah, they're all there. They're all getting
Well,
battered. What's going on with this family?
if you can't beat him, join him.
Join them. Yeah. Like, may as well call Linda downstairs. Oh, can I have a drink, Linda? Yeah, be all right. We'll keep an eye on you. Sure, of course you will. Poor woman. Honest to
Yeah, it's
God.
pretty bad.
Honest to God. Right. So, another thing that happened with Johnny this week was a little moment with Callum.
What little moment were you on about?
Well, they had a kiss. Let's discuss this kiss, shall we? Let's
Jollum,
l
Jollum or
Jollum,
Jollum? I can't be.
Jollum,
I
Jollum,
like Jollum. I quite like
Jollum
Jollum.
works. Jollum works. Yeah, Jollum works. Callum's basically been a supportive mate, and he is, you know, Johnny's kind of on the edge at this point because his mum's nearly killed herself,
Killed herself.
and no, Johnny's on the edge and really upset and emotional. Callum gives him a shoulder to cry on, and Johnny kisses him. Now, are we going to pretend that Callum pulled away from that immediately?
Well, no, he didn't.
He
He
didn't at all, did he?
loved it for a good 5 seconds,
Yeah,
didn't
at
he?
least, yeah. He didn't. We've seen many situations over the years where someone's gone to kiss somebody because they've misread a situation and they've instantly been told, what the hell do you think you're doing, etc. That was not one of those situations.
No, it was not.
Yes, he kind of sort of went, no, I'm committed to Ben. No, this bad, bad. No, let's forget about it. Why didn't he just storm out the room and say, you know what, sort your head out and I'll come back later? None of that. He sat straight back down again. He
But the bit,
clung
yeah,
on to that kiss
oh,
for a good 3 seconds. I'm
but I
sorry.
also think that
Sorry, Ballon
because
fans. We're
Johnny,
here. Jollum is happening. I'm sorry. It's happening.
but I think that he didn't rush out of the room though as well because he
Because he's a
saw Johnny
decent
were
guy.
vulnerable
He's a decent
and
guy, is
Johnny
Callum.
said, I'm embarrassed and I don't think he wanted to embarrass him any further. That's what I
Yeah, I
gleaned from
got
that
that. I got that
situation.
because Callum's a decent human being. But at the same
Do you
time.
know, I'm so indifferent. I don't care if they do or don't, like, just.
Look, my thing with this is there are some fans on
What fans?
the, well, do you mean what? No, the Ballon fans, some Ballon fans, I
Oh,
would
those
say.
ones.
I'm saying some,
Are there
yes,
any? Are there
I'm
any Ballon
saying,
fans out there? Let us know
shut
if you're a
up.
Ballon fan.
No, don't. No, listen, what I'm saying is there are some Ballon
Yes.
fans who
Yeah.
would like, obviously, the Ballon relationship was really, really, really sort of key and really important. And I agree to the sense that I struggle to think that Callum would be over this, over the Ben thing so quickly,
Yeah, and
okay?
I don't think that he would
No.
actually do that,
However,
if I'm honest. Yeah.
I also am not of the opinion that Callum now should only ever have scenes where he is kneeling before his shrine of Ben that he's got in his room, and that's all we see of Callum. That's the only scenes or storylines he's allowed to have. You cannot expect
Yeah, but
Callum as a soap character to not see other people now. Ben's
no, that
apparently going
is
to be away for
true.
over 5 years. That's
I
not going to
do
work.
think, I think that. Realistically, though, Callum as a character would not do this to Ben
No,
unless he
not
found
yet.
out, unless he found out Ben were cheating on him in prison, which, let's be honest, probably already has about 10
I
times.
mean, are we thinking that Ben's going to remain faithful for 5 years? Are you
No, no,
serious? Come on,
exactly.
come on.
Or if, you know, they agree to split up or something, then I could believe it of Callum, but I don't think that he
Well,
would go and do just because your partner's gone to jail for that. I mean, touch wood that we'll never find ourselves in this situation, but I won't be like, well, we're splitting up then, and then I'm gonna, you know, go crack on because you've gone to jail for whatever for
Yeah.
a bit of fraud. No,
Yeah,
come
it's,
on.
you know, if I end up going to jail, Ray, you're not allowed to continue this podcast without me. I'll be back in 5 years
Oh, no, I, yeah.
and then we'll continue VSUN's podcast. If I come back and you and Alex are doing this podcast, I won't be impressed, you know?
Oh, we could be a great duo though,
You
me and
could.
Alex. You
Yeah,
never
you could. So, I mean, I don't mind the idea that Callum is sort of struggling internally with his own feelings. And I don't think it's beyond
Yeah.
the realms of possibility that he could fancy Johnny a little bit because they've got history together. They know each other very, very well. And, you know, it's, he's not.
They could really care for each other. You know, Johnny could care for Callum in a way that Ben never has. So there's all that. I don't know.
I
I'm
mean,
just saying
please,
that to rile
let's
people
have.
up.
Stop winding people up. Let's have a sensible discussion
I
about this in the comment
don't.
section. Let us know what you think down below. The future of Johnny and Callum, Jollum, Jallum. What do you reckon? What's their names going to be?
Though? Callum
I think down the
knows
road it's going to
Johnny's
happen.
situation, like, he knows his family
Yeah.
situation very well and stuff.
That said, I don't think it's amazingly wise for Johnny to be doing this, bearing in mind that Callum the policeman a few weeks ago was trying to
That
get
is
all involved in
true.
the Linda
Was so
situation.
sus on Linda.
Yeah,
Yeah,
what's he
that is
playing
so
at?
true.
What is Johnny's head doing this week with what he wants and
But
what he
do you know
doesn't
what?
want?
Actually, Johnny mentioned something this week that I had been pondering about. Like, what's he doing for work? He's walking around in all these
Walking around in
suits
his suit
quite
and
a
some tie,
lot.
yeah.
But what does he do for a job? And he did mention it to Gina, didn't he? Saying, oh, you know, I'm missing all these meetings from home and things like that. So I am wondering, is he going to start? Is he going to get a job? Is he going to be the new like duty solicitor for everyone in Albert
Is he going to be the
Square
new
or
Richie?
something?
Richie's
Yeah.
going to
Not
retire.
the Richie. Oh, you never know, though. This might turn him into a Richie after this
Might do.
scenario.
He's, well, he's already being a Richie, really, isn't he? Him
Yeah.
and Rich. Oh, do you know what I'd love? Him and Richie going up against each other in a case. That'd be amazing.
Against each other.
Imagine if it gets to a
Reese
situation. No,
for something.
no, but imagine if it gets to a situation where Linda and Sharon are having to go up against each other. Phil's got Richie for
Ooh.
Sharon, and Linda's got Johnny. Are you allowed to represent your mum in court? I don't think you probably are
I
you?
think you can. No, I
Can you?
reckon you could.
Imagine that.
Why
Oh, I'd love
not? Yeah.
that. Love that. Yes, please. Yes. Yes. Right. So, Linda, by the way, was disappointed that she woke up. Now, was she trying to commit suicide when she drank that bottle of vodka that led to her choking on her vomit? Or was she just
No.
disappointed that she woke up?
I think she was just disappointed that she woke
Right.
up. I was a bit confused, though, I'm not gonna lie. But I think Bernie were just shoving it. I mean, didn't they say that she were only in there for 30 minutes? Bernie were really shoving it down her neck then, weren't she, in that
She
time?
literally could not have been less subtle if she tried, apart from
Yeah.
like telling her to hold her head back and I'll just pour this down your throat with a funnel. So Bernie feels really, really guilty, by the way. So I think already this is Bernie's villain era done with. I think she didn't like herself after doing that.
Oh, well, I think she's just going to move on to Sharon now. She's.
Well, yeah, because Sharon, to try and keep Bernie in favor, and this is the other side of things. Like, why doesn't Sharon just offer Linda to move in with her? But instead, she offers Bernie to move in with her. That doesn't seem
Because she's
wise.
got
To keep
two
Linda away
kids
from the
as. Yeah,
booze.
but she's got two kids as well, Linda. So she'd have to
Yeah.
move Oscar and Annie in as well. And then
They
Sharon would
could muck
inevitably
along
end
together
up.
all right. They could muck along
Yeah,
together all
but.
right.
Sharon would end up having to look after three kids on her own instead of Albert, though, to
That's
be
true.
fair.
That's true. But yeah, so the situation with Bernie, Felix, and Chelsea, we sort of got a little bit of an update on. Chelsea, I think, is moving back in with Denise and Felix and Bernie. Are going to move into one of Jack's flats and Sharon's going to pay for the first couple of months.
Three.
Bernie is clearly suspicious of Sharon. So that's kind of like I agree with you. Bernie's next move is going to be Sharon. I think she's now going to leave Linda alone because she feels like she nearly killed Linda.
Yeah,
So that's
true.
enough of that. And Johnny is going to book Linda into rehab. She's going to go
Yes.
to rehab and she'll say a no, a no,
No,
a no.
no, no.
So but I kind of got the idea that when she turned around to Johnny and said, "No, I want to live, I want to live, I want to live," I don't know if she was 100% telling the truth. I kind of got the impression that she was just saying that for Johnny.
Possibly. Because she went initially, she said, like, oh, I don't want to be a burden to like you and Annie and Oscar. I'm not being a good mum and all that. It's hard, isn't it? I know we laugh about her being drunk, but it is
No, I mean,
dark as well, isn't it? It's
she's
horrible.
absolutely a rock bottom at the moment, isn't she? And you know, you've got to bear in mind everything that she's internally going through. The guilt that she feels about killing Keanu, and the fact that Sharon is she feel it's not just the kids she's going to feel a burden to. She's going to feel a burden to Sharon's life. She's going to
Yeah.
feel a burden to the whole of her family. There is much more, I think, to sort of unraveling what exactly is going on in Linda's head at the moment, and this isn't going to end well. I don't think it's.
It depends if she's going to go to rehab or not as well, like, and will it be
Yeah.
successful? And
Takes
because
more than
you'll
rehab.
come out,
It
well,
takes a
you
lot of
come out.
self-control.
Do you know what she would have normally done in these situations?
Had a drink.
Gone to Watford and stayed with Elaine.
Yeah, that's true. She
Can't
can't
do
do
that
that
now,
now.
can she?
She can't even go stay with Nancy. She could go
No.
stay with Nancy or Lee. You know, she could go, or she'd go and see Johnny as well, wouldn't she? So,
Yeah,
yeah,
or yeah.
Linda is not in a good place. So we'll see where she goes from here. But I, on the whole, I think a really good week this week. I enjoyed it massively. Writers with Pete Lawson and Simon Ashdown. Good writers, good episodes, good character-led stuff. Really, really enjoyed it. Oh, Starry, who are you giving it to this week?
You know what? I'm giving it to Bernie
I
again.
thought you might, actually. Do you know what? I
I know who you're
enjoyed
going to
it.
give it to.
Who am I going to give it to?
Johnny.
Yeah, I think I will actually this week. I thought Johnny was. I think there is a very much unlikable side to Johnny these days. But I think the writing of it all actually made his actions and thought process understandable.
And
I kind of got his journey.
I think the thing with Johnny is we're just trying to get used to another recast as well. I
Yeah.
think that's
Yeah, absolutely.
it's
This is
hard
a
to
new,
distinguish
yeah.
between the old Johnnies, isn't it, as
100%.
well, and go, oh no, this is
There
Johnny
is,
now.
yeah. There is absolutely no point in not being under the impression that this is a new character with Johnny's history. Simple as that, isn't it? This
Bit
isn't the
like
soft,
Elaine.
yeah, this isn't the softly spoken, sort of slightly timid Johnny that we've known previously. This is a slight, this is a more gritty, sort of like slightly more aggressive Johnny than we've known before. And that is just what Johnny is these days. So get used to it. That's what Johnny's here. And get used to it. Batman, Johnny and Callum are going to be a thing eventually. It's happening. It's going to happen. Right then, ladies and gents, final section of the podcast, as usual, is comments from you lovely people. So, a bit of news before we start. Some more casting, some new characters coming in. We're going to meet George's brothers. Emotions will run high for George Knight this autumn when the brothers he's never met arrive in Walford, hoping to forge a relationship with him. Gabina and Kojo Asare make their way to the Vic with their mother's friend Angela, who has told them that their long-lost older brother Kwame, aka George, has been found. George has never met Gabina or Kojo before and is still grappling with the shock of discovering the truth about his father. And his true heritage. So what will happen when he comes face to face with his brothers? Kojo, George's younger brother, is autistic and will be played by actor Deo Colosho, who is autistic himself. Deo has starred in Strike, Casualty and Doctors. Meanwhile, Gabina will be played by Jonathan Nyati, who has appeared in Desperate Measures, Doctors and Ted Lasso. Good castings. Very, very good castings. So the brothers approach. I think we kind of figured that they would turn up at some point. So this might make the George and George Jr. situation a little bit more interesting, add some more
Yeah,
elements to
that's true.
that. I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. Some good casting there. Like, that is a strong pair of actors to bring in. So that's exciting. So where do you reckon this is going to go with? How do you reckon they're going to get on? That's obviously going to mess George's head up a little bit further. More people
Where are they going to
vicinities to.
live, more to the
Well, I mean,
point?
yeah. And obviously some more men for Cindy to sleep with. Marvellous.
Oh God, yes, some more nightmen to get involved with,
Yeah.
those Asare brothers,
She
yeah.
is really a woman of the night, isn't she?
She will be
Lady, a
soon.
lady of the
Lady of the
night is our
night.
Cindy. It's a good title for a podcast episode later on. We'll stick that in the book.
I wonder who thought of
Who did think of that? Right.
that
So that's to come. Looking forward to that. See how that will play out. They are presumably going to turn up in the next few months. Commentary from our darling viewers and listeners. Who's first up?
I've got a comment from our Instagram page from Cat and Kate, who said, when Debbie's parents said that Debbie loved Reese in the beginning, maybe Reese played all these same fraud games in their marriage, finally pushing Debbie's stress over the top to stroke and coma. This thought kind of makes me think Sonia might not carry her pregnancy to term, then Debbie's parents come in and tell Sonia what Debbie was living through.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know if you can push somebody into having a stroke, though. I don't know if that's
But this
the.
is it. We don't know, do we, enough
No.
about this? Because how could you personally cause a stroke?
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible. I mean, I agree that there is definitely more to the Debbie and Reese relationship than meets the eye. Brenda clearly knows more than what we know.
And they
So.
were obviously stressed because Reese had mentioned that they were trying for children, and that's how he found out
Yeah.
that he was struggling.
Yeah,
So
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
they did have some similar struggles before she
yeah.
ended up having the stroke. So
Maybe.
possibly.
Maybe. We shall see. Very exciting. Chad Elliott Price says, I'm sorry, but I am obsessed with the Cindy and Junior affair. I am on tenterhooks waiting for them to be caught. You know it's going to be explosive. I mean, I know, Chad. I know, right? I can't wait for this reveal.
I love this affair, I'm not gonna
When do
lie,
you
it is
think, do we,
brilliant.
when do you think this is going
Christmas,
to, I
I
think
think this is the
Christmas, yeah.
Christmas,
I
yeah.
think with the brothers coming in, I think that's going to sort of give them time to sort of, that's going to keep George busy for a little while for
Okay.
this big affair to be revealed at Christmas. It's a Christmas
Gotta
EastEnders
be.
storyline down to T, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, surely.
And a turkey will be thrown. You mark my words. You mark my
I would love
words.
to see that
You mark my words. If I ever get
eventually.
onto the EastEnders writing team, which is my dream one day, and I get given a Christmas episode, turkey's getting thrown. Telling you now. Telling you now. Next comment.
I've got an email from Marty Kelly who says, hello there. Forgive me if
Hello.
you covered this. Forgive me if you covered this elsewhere, but I'm just catching up on the episodes. Something Reece said just before he smothered Debbie was, if only you'd died in the bath. I don't know if it's ever been truly said that Debbie had had a stroke, but I might have missed if it was. Do you think Reece could have tried to either drown Debbie in the bath or throw in an electric toaster? Sorry for that. Thanks for your entertaining insights. Your podcast is the one I listen to the most. I hope you carry on for a long, long time.
Oh,
And
thank you.
that is all the way from North Carolina.
Oh,
I love
Nassie.
overseas stuff.
I love it. So we've got listeners all over the
Listen to
world.
little old us.
I
Oh, that
know.
way.
Thank you so much.
But another theory, this is what
That
I see
Reese,
a lot of people thinking this now.
I get it. I get it. I get it completely. I just,
Toaster
I
in the
mean,
bath.
a toaster. I mean, anything's possible at the moment. I just think that the stroke was very much given to us as evidence. She was put in this care home specifically for that. So I don't think the stroke is a lie
No, I don't
because.
think the stroke's a lie, but was there something that he could have done to have caused it somehow? That's the
Yeah, I
question,
just
isn't
don't know if
it?
that's possible. I don't know if that's medically possible.
Well, you can have strokes from, because like when after I had a baby, I would put on blood thinners to prevent a stroke. So, is
Yeah.
there any way that she was already on some medication for something and he
Maybe.
tampered with them so that she
Maybe,
would
yeah.
have one? Maybe something like that.
Hey, who
That's
knows?
the
Who
only way I
knows?
can think.
There is much to discover with Reese, I think, is
Yeah.
we've been made
His
aware of.
relationship with Debbie wasn't all that, was it?
No, it really wasn't. Becky L. Pickering, I think Sonia is tolerating so much shit from Reese because of a few reasons. Number one, she's now pregnant and is desperate to make sure it goes well. Number two, she's sunk a fair amount of time into the relationship and is falling prey to the sink cost fallacy. And number three, the biggest one to me, she's lonely.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I
I
mean, obviously,
mean,
do you reckon we'll see Bex anytime soon? Do you reckon she might make a return? You don't think so?
No, don't I think she's
That's
hardly
that
been,
then.
she's not even really been, yeah, but she's not really been mentioned that much either, other than like Sonia saying, oh, I never got to go through pregnancy properly with Bex. Other than that, we don't hear much about what she's doing anymore.
Where is Bex
Like,
now?
we've had the very, she's
That's right. She was
traveling,
in
isn't she?
India. It was India, I think, the
Yeah.
last time we Bex was out, isn't it? So I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing Bex again at some point.
I'd
But
love to see her, but I don't think we will.
I agree that I don't think there's anything for her to do at the moment, really, is there?
No.
Apart from sort of be tied up by
Get locked in a
Reese,
shed by
get locked
Reese.
in a shed. Her and Bianca tied up in a shed
Yeah.
together, screeching their heads off.
It is. I mean, I think we're trying to suss out why Sonia is putting up with all this behavior
Well, I
because it
think
is
Becky
quite
sort
out
of.
of character, but I
No,
do think that's quite a good
I think
explanation.
that's hit the
Yeah.
nail on the head. I think you underestimate how sometimes how easy it is to get caught up in. If you love somebody, for whatever reason, you're blinded to their faults, aren't you?
Faults. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get it. It doesn't. I know Sonia is sometimes the thing is Sonia is very often on the ball, but also Sonia jumps to conclusions very, very quickly. So
Yeah.
I think you've got to take the rough with the smooth in terms of that, and she can just sort of be sticking. She's also incredibly stubborn when she wants to be, as Sonia. So I
That's
think
true.
this is very much a side of Sonia that we are used to. It's just frustrating to us because we know the truth.
And she's also very loyal, and that's what she's
Yes,
showing a lot of to
yes,
Reese at the
yes,
minute.
yes.
So, yeah.
Exactly. So if you would like to get in touch with us by email, by Facebook, by Twitter, by Instagram, by carrier pigeon, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can. And that's it for another week. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We should be back same time next week. And I can't wait to see you there. From until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye from me.